Just up for a second. You are in quite the mood today, You say it's been a while. I guess it has been. Here, I have an idea. Go on, let's take this to the bedroom. Now, be a good boy for me and lift the mattress. Right there at the corner. No. Let me just pull this restraint and out from underneath. And yeah, that's right. I am going to tie you up today. I know, I haven't done this in forever. The thing about under the bed restraints is, well, they're convenient and all, but out of sight, out of mind. I guess I kind of forgot this was even an option. Have you been missing it? Feeling so helpless? Being totally at my mercy? Well, come on. Help me free the others. Then lie down and we can make up for lost time. Wait. You need to strip off those clothes before you lie down, Sally. Someone's so excited for this, he's forgotten what to do. Or do I need to order you around? Is that it? You don't want to be a bad boy who makes assumptions about what mistress wants. Oh, just look at you blush. It's okay. Lie back. Let me just fit this cuff around your wrist and get things nice and snug. And now your ankle. And now the other. And now let me just crawl over you with my tits hanging right over your face. And there we go, all bound up. You know, when we bought this little kid, I thought I'd be the one getting tied down most of the time. I guess I didn't know you all that well, though, did I? Not at all. I didn't realize just how submissive you truly are. How fucking filthy your mind really is. How badly you want to be my little fucking bitch. No. You stay there. As if you had a choice. But don't worry, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to grab something. Just a little enhancement. Something to make this a little more exciting for you. Why so scared? They're just earbuds. They're even still sealed in the package, so you know it's sanitary. I mean, what could I possibly do with these? Here. Let me just slip one in here. And now the other. What's that? Music? No, not music. That would be weird. Why would I want you to listen to music, but not me? Hmm. This is something new I've discovered. Well, new for me anyway. It's been around a while, I guess. Have you ever heard of erotic hypnosis? It's when... Ah, you have heard of it, huh? No, it's okay. I mean, why protest anyway? I know that guilty look of yours. You're such a boy sometimes. It's almost kind of cute the way you revert like that when you're caught in a lie. You must have been absolutely adorable when you were a kid. And probably a fucking handful. Such a bad, bad boy sometimes. But have I got a treat for you. Boy. Also, a kind of punishment. I have a file here that I think you'll enjoy. All queued up and ready to go. Well, maybe enjoy isn't quite the right word. But I think it'll definitely get you excited. Now where did that blindfold end up? Let's see. So many toys we haven't used in a while. Remember forever ago when we went on that splurge buying all these toys? Remember picking out this crop? I was so excited. I thought it was meant for me. Like you were going to correct me if I didn't suck your cock just right or call you master like you told me to. I was so excited for that. It didn't really turn out that way though, did it? I mean, I guess I got a couple of good smacks once or twice, but that wasn't really for you, no, was it? Being the one wielding it. You're just not the type. I guess I had you pegged all wrong. My. I saw that cock twitch just then. Did I say something exciting? Maybe the word peg. No. Don't worry. I'm not going to peg you. Another day, maybe. Now that I know it makes your cock twitch. Now, where is the... Here we go. I'm just gonna slip this blindfold over your head. Just so this experience can be a little more immersive for you. There. How well can you see? Come on, don't lie. I've worn that once or twice too. The fabric is a little thin, but I think if I go draw these curtains and turn off the light. There. How about now? I think that did the trick. You didn't flinch at all when I did that. What did I just do then? Oh, don't worry about that, baby. You should really be worrying about what I'm going to do next. And all I'm gonna do is just hit play. You've been so naughty. You know you have been. I know you have been. Tell me, sweetie, do those words sound familiar? They should. You wrote them. You've written so much, baby. You've been quite prolific these past few months. I had no idea what you were working on all that time. All those nights you spent tippity-tap-tap typing while I read or watched TV after dinner. All those mornings you slipped out of bed to get a head start on your filth while I slept in. I thought you were writing, well, I don't know. A novel? Emailing friends and family? Dare I dream love letters to me? But certainly not porn. Dirty, filthy scripts to be read and recorded by other women. Dirty women. Nasty women. You've been so naughty.
Do these words sound familiar?
You know they do. You're the one who wrote them.
And I've read every word you've written.
That's right. Every filthy fantasy you've ever spun. That's quite the imagination you have. So perverted, so nasty, so fucking kinky. So fucking hot. That's right. I said hot. I think what you think is pretty damn hot. I'm not as vanilla as I seem, you know. Or am I? Oh, this is going to be so much fun, sweetness. Because you know what's coming. After all, you wrote this, and I'm going to read every word as written right into your ear.
Right into your mind.
I'm gonna tease you and hypnotize you and work you up into such a horny state. I'm gonna say all the things you long to hear and build your hopes way, way up. Until you're praying to whatever sex goddess you believe in.
Wonder who that could be.
That I really do mean every filthy fucking word I say. And the little edge that's gonna make this all the more exciting for you, it's that you have no idea if I really mean it or not. Maybe I don't think what you think is all that fucking hot. Maybe I'm pretty pissed off that you've been sharing your darkest desires with everyone on Reddit and Pastebin and Google Docs, but not with me.
Maybe I'm doing this because I love you so much, and I really do want to fulfill your every desire, and I mean every desire.
Or maybe I'm just here to fuck with your head before I walk out the door. Either way, you must want this, because this is what you wrote. I mean, have I gone off script all that much so far? Have I? Well, maybe just a little bit, but I like to think that keeps it interesting for you. So, you might as well enjoy the ride, sweetheart. I've tied you up real good, and just go ahead. Fight your bonds. See if I left any slack so you can slip out. I haven't, have I? You know why? Because you wrote these words. This is exactly what you want. I blindfolded you real good, too. I drew the curtains, turned off the lights. Can you see anything at all? Am I even in the room with you anymore? You just don't know, now do you? And that's just how you like it. I know how you like it. Because you're the one who wrote this. Enjoy the ride, sweetheart. This could be the start of a wonderful new life for us. The first step on a long journey that will lead us to so many new happy endings. Or it might just be the end of us all together. This could be the very last time I ever play with that body of yours, that dirty mind of yours. I guess we'll find out which is true soon enough. In the meantime, I have a very dirty script to read. I mean, shit, baby. The things you're into. I guess I understand why you kept them from me. I know I'd be nervous to admit that I'd like to try these things on you. Or
I would have been nervous if I hadn't stumbled on all your scripts. But I did. And now I get to rub it in. I get to... remind you that you get really turned on by words like whip and crop and paddle. I get to tease you with words like cuffs and leash and collar. I get to build up your hopes with words like cock cage and key holder. I get to call you all the names you want to be called, that you ought to be called, like slut and pet and good boy. And bitch. And slave boy. Aw, did that feel good? To hear me, the love of your life, call you such degrading names? You know, if you had just come to me and confessed all this, I might have been calling you these names all of this time. But instead, you ran away and hid from me and shared yourself with strangers. And so, as punishment, you're going to lie there not knowing if this is the only time I'll ever treat you this way, or if it's only the first of many to come. I know you want to. You know you really do think you want it to. But I'm gonna make you want it even more. You know what comes next, don't you? Of course you do, because you wrote this. Naughty boy. Such a bad boy. I'm going to bring you down into trance now. I'm going to make your weak little mind even more suggestible. I'm going to make that weak little mind even weaker. After this file, you won't be able to bear the thought of me leaving you like this. So close to having all of your dreams come true, but still not knowing if I'm really going to fulfill them or if I'm already out the door. And all the hard work has been done for me already, hasn't it? I've read your scripts, baby. All these hypnosis files meant to drop you into subspace. They're really quite well written. Which means... you must have listened to so much hypnosis already. I don't have to worry about planting any triggers now, do I? I don't have to bother with conditioning you to respond to my voice, because other women have conditioned you already. Other women have planted those triggers, and I know all of them. You know why? Of course you do, silly. It's because you wrote this. All I have to do is say the word, drop, and you drop into trance. All I have to do is say the word trance, and you drop into trance. All I have to do is say the word drip, and your mind drips away. All I have to do is say the word down, and you go down. Down into subspace. Down into trance. All I have to do is say the word deeper, and you go deeper. Down into subspace. Down into trance. Down is where you want to go. Deep is where you want to be. Down into subspace, deep within trance. I know you want this, because you wrote this. You wrote the word deep. You wrote the word drop. So drop for me. Drop deeper for me. down to some space, deep within trance. Drift for me, down into some space, deep within trance. Deeper and deeper, drip, drop, down, deep, drip, drop. You still might. I think you still do. I think there's a little too much will left in that weak little mind of yours. So drip, drop, down, deep. Drip, drop, down, deep. Drip, drop. Oh, my sweet boy, my good boy, my sweet little chastity slave. I never knew. I had no idea that all you wanted, all you longed for, all you craved was for me to lock that cock up in a chastity cage and then hold the key forever. Unable to play with yourself, unable to relieve those balls of their ever-building burden without my express permission. And the things you'd have to do in order to earn that permission. But now I know, because you wrote this. And now I won't ever let you forget it. I won't let you ever forget that your deepest desire is to do any goddamn thing I tell you. To surrender every last wisp of free will still left in that blank and empty mind of yours. To surrender all control of every facet of your life to me, the love of your life. To forego any last pretense of you and I being equals in this relationship. And baby, I'm all for it. I want the same thing. What woman wouldn't want a man so fucking desperate to please? Well, I guess there are some weak-willed women out there. Subservient women. Demure women. Dainty, old-fashioned women who still think their proper place is in service to their man. But I'm not one of them. And that's what drew you to me, isn't it? Maybe these amazing tits of mine had something to do with it. These gorgeous eyes, these full, wet lips. But beyond all those surface traits, there was that underlying sense that here, finally, was a strong-willed woman, a confident and self-assured woman, a sometimes slightly bossy woman who might just put you in your proper place in her service. And that's why you fell in love with me. That's why you chose to be with me. That's why you chose to be all mine. Because I'm exactly the sort of woman who enjoys bossing you around. I have exactly the sort of sense of humor needed to be tickled by the thought of humiliating you in new and ever more creative ways. I have exactly the imagination required to invent so many new hurdles. So many new obstacles, so many new challenges to keep you locked up in the cage for a very long time. But let's not rush things. Let's enjoy the moment. Right now, why don't you focus on your cock for me? That's right. Be a good boy and really feel your cock. I know your wrists and ankles are pinned in place. I know you can't touch your cock the way you want to stroke it and tease it and rub the head around your palm. Maybe smack it around a little for some added stimulation. You should get used to that feeling. But for the moment, right now, your cock is still free. Free to grow as hard as it wants. As big as it wants. Feel the air tickling its skin. Feel the blood pumping within. It feels nice, doesn't it? Imagine me right there between your legs. Imagine that's my breath on your skin. Imagine my finger reaching out, ready to drag one long, pointy fingernail oh so slowly up that twitching shaft of yours, teasing all that sensitive skin down from where your cock meets your balls and all the way up to that little slit in your tip. Oh, imagine my tongue darting out. Picking up that first drop of pre-cum that leaks out. Would you like, sweetheart? Soft and silicone so I can give you little squeezes throughout the day? Small and snug so it feels like I'm cupping your cock and gripping those balls all day long? How about one with spikes inside to give those squeezes a little something extra? Or maybe you'd prefer something big and heavy and made of steel. Big old birdcage that will make quite the bulge in those tight pants of yours. A great and heavy weight tugging at your cock and balls all day long, impossible to ignore. Keeping your mind firmly on me all day long. Or maybe you want all three and more. A vast and varied collection of all sorts of cages, each with its own unique and particular effect on that poor, tortured cock of yours. So you can wake up each morning unsure of what sensations you're going to have to live with for the rest of the day. I think that's exactly what you want. I know that's exactly what you want. Because you wrote this. And me? I'm gonna give it to you. I mean it, baby. I really do enjoy the thought of you struggling in that cage. Going days or weeks or months without any release at all. Don't worry, though. I am realistic. I'll let you out each day to shower and clean yourself in that cage. Hygiene is very, very important to me. But I will monitor those showers. See, I'll make sure you don't seize the opportunity to seize that aching, breaking cock of yours and beat yourself off in the time it takes to take a quick shower. As the days and the weeks and the months go by, I'm sure it will take no time at all to get yourself off. Just a few pumps. Just a few twists of the palm and some teasing with your fingertips, and that orgasm I've been denying you for oh so long will come washing over you in an instant, and the cock will absolutely burst with cum. In the shower, it'll wash away all the evidence.
But I won't let that happen. Because that isn't what you want. You want to be locked away and denied, denied, denied. So that's what I'm going to do. Deny and deny and deny you. So when I wake you up from this, when I pull that blindfold off your face, you'll find me standing over you, your brand new cage in one hand and a padlock to go with it in the other. And the key? It's already around my neck, sweetheart. On a brand new chain that I bought to show it off, high above my tits. I'm going to wear it every day. I'm going to wear it everywhere. Not everyone will know what it means, but some people will, and that's what you want. I know this because you wrote this. So that's what I'm going to do for you. Or am I? Maybe this kink of yours is just too much for me to handle. Or maybe I would have been into it if you had only come to me first instead of sharing your most intimate desires with everyone but me. Which do you think it is, baby? Don't worry, you'll find out soon enough, but I'm not done teasing you yet. I'm nowhere near finished building up those expectations of yours. Those hopes and those dreams of prayers. The desperate, aching need for all of this to be finally coming true for you. When I wake you up, when I whip that blindfold off you, I want you so fucking excited to see me showing off your cock's new home. The mere sight of this wicked little grin on my face will be all you need to come. Or, if you wake up to an empty room, with that blindfold still covering the eyes, I want you to feel so fucking deflated that your cock goes limp in an instant. So let's have some fun! And baby, we really are going to have so much fun together. Imagine your balls in my mouth every single day. I'm gonna suck on them and lick them all over. I'm gonna tickle your taint and then I'm gonna take that whole fucking cage in my mouth. I'm gonna give that cage just the sort of porn star blowjob you wish I'd give your cock. Eyes locked on yours. Desperate look of craven need staring down your soul, as if getting even exactly what I need, what I want, your cock in my mouth, isn't enough to satiate my hunger for that cock. Because your cock is all locked up. I'm going to do this every single day. And I'm going to really, really take my time with that. I'm gonna turn suckling your balls into a goddamn art form. Some days I'll be slow and seductive. Other days I'll fucking ravage them. I'll devour them up so hard and fast you'll be afraid that I might just rip them off with my teeth like a lioness. And I'm gonna do it every single day, baby. Probably more than once. And that's just one of many daily rituals we'll soon be starting. As for me, I'm going to get off every day. That's right, I'm going to treat myself and masturbate every single day. Even when I use you to get myself off, it'll still be masturbation, because by then, you'll be nothing but a toy to me. I'm going to do this every day. Again, probably more than once. I think I deserve it. I know I deserve it. Because you wrote this. I know that sounds like mighty big talk, fucking myself silly once or twice or even three times a day, every day for the rest of our lives, but baby, the thought of you unable to join me, the thought of you squirming in frustration because you can't do the same, it turns me on so much. I don't think I could go 24 hours without fucking myself if we really go through with this. Don't worry, you'll get to watch most of the time. Not always, of course. Sometimes I'll want privacy. But I'll leave the bedroom door cracked open so you can hear me while you do chores or whatever else I tell you to do. When you're away at work, I'll make videos for you to watch later on. I'll make myself up and choose sexy outfits and make my own personal porn for you to watch in your tight, confining cage. Maybe I'll even send them to you while you're still at work. But most of the time, I want an audience. A live audience. A captive audience. I want your eyes on me so I can see the lust and desire. We'll fit the bedroom with all sorts of hooks and chains so I can tie you up wherever. So I can make you watch from afar while I watch that little cock of yours strain against its cage like it's trying to reach out and make up the distance between us. Other times, though, I'll want you right there beside me. My finger hooked around the O-ring in your collar, holding you close, holding you in place. Maybe I'll let you touch me. Maybe I'll even order you to fondle and grope my tits. Maybe I'll tell you to really dig in and pinch and twist those nips and maybe even smack my tits around like you were a big, bad alpha male. And that's it. No more, no less. I am going to buy myself so many new toys to get off with, too. Glass dildos, metal dildos, vibrators of so many shapes and sizes with all sorts of new patterns and power levels. I'll need all that cock for my pussy, all that variety, now that yours is locked away. Maybe I'll buy stuff for my ass, too. I've been thinking about letting you fuck me there. Well, I was thinking about it before I found your script. Now I think it'll be more fun to fuck myself while you learn a lesson in trust. If you had shared your kinks with me, I would have shared my kinks with you. I would have shared my tight little asshole with you. But not now. But don't worry. I've already bought you some toys, too. A collar, of course. Some spreader bars, a humbler for you to wear while you crawl around the house. And I bought some dildos for you, too. Dildos, butt plugs, and a strap-on harness for me. It's not like I'm unkind. With your cock all locked away, we'll have to find new ways to stimulate you. To fuck you. To make you come. Is that what you want, baby? For me to train you to come with my cock up your ass so I won't feel quite so guilty keeping your cock locked up all the time? Of course it's what you want. Because you wrote this.
Would you like to spend our evenings together, stripped naked, on your knees, ready for another lesson in obedience? In responsiveness? In answering my beck and call in every whim without any hesitation? Because it's not like you just want to roleplay life as my slave. You want to be my slave. I know this. Because you wrote this. Would you like me to make more files like this, huh? Would you? Do you want me to tie you up in bed at night with my voice in your ears? Taking you down into trance. Down into sleep. Installing new triggers. New desires. New kinks. All while you sleep. All while your conscious mind remains blissfully unaware of what I'm whispering in your ear. How I'm rewiring your brain to think how I want you to think. To desire what I want you to desire. To dream what I want you to dream. All so you can finally become what you were always destined to be. The perfect slut. Perfect slave, unable to think about anything but sex and serving me however I see fit. Because really, they're one and the same. Your only hope for the one is to do the other. Washing dishes will make you horny. Vacuuming floors will make you leak. Scrubbing the bathroom floor bare-ass naked with a toothbrush will make you cock. Twitch. Licking my pussy will make you feel grateful. Licking my ass will make you feel lucky. Lying on your back with a dildo strapped around your head will make you feel rewarded when I finally straddle that pretty head of yours and fuck myself raw right on top of your face. The perfect slave. The perfect slut. Unable to think about anything but sex and serving me. That's not much of a leap, is it? It's all you think about now. I know this because you wrote this. It's happening, sweetheart. Or is it? I am now your mistress. Or am I just your ex? You are now my slave.
Or maybe you're just newly single.
Time to find out. One. I'm counting you up, sweetheart. I'm counting you awake. I'm counting you to your future. Two. When I reach five, you'll know what's in store for you. The life you always dreamed of. Or life without me. Three. You have to admit, if this is a breakup, this is the most fun you've ever had, getting dumped. Four. Are you ready for what awaits you? Which is it going to be? Because it's time to wake up. Five.
Wake up.